Last year, I spoke to someone who had a real impact on me and a real impact on all of the listeners as well, because we got so many nice, generous comments after the show. And unfortunately, it's ended in deep sadness. And I'll tell you a little bit more in a second. Cast your mind back. Jason Guy is a real friend of the radio station, often comes in to talk about jobs and recruitment. He's got a very successful recruitment agency based in Wolverhampton, but littered across the whole of the Midlands. Had a beautiful wife called Lucy. And do you know what, Jace? Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Danny.
I can. When did you come in with Luce?
I believe it was last November, last November.
So nearly a year ago.
Yeah.
Lucy sat there.
She did.
And I can picture Lucy now as I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this just before the news. Lucy didn't look as if she even had a cold.
Right.
She looked so healthy, but she had an aggressive form of breast cancer.
She did. She had an aggressive form called triple negative. And actually, when you saw her, Danny, that was 2 months after we got told the news that it was terminal. They didn't give us a timescale on how long she had to live, but sadly she passed away in June this year, which was 3 months more or less to the day after we got married. But yeah, we was told last September it was terminal, so it was a tough time. And she come in last November and bravely spoke about how she was sort of fighting the illness.
Can we talk about how you met Lucy? Because I mentioned this as well. When I read the article, I read it last weekend, and it was an article that made me giggle. And it was, of course, incredibly sad. But what made me giggle, Jay, was the way that you met Lucy.
Yeah.
And tell us about that, because you asked her out and she knocked you back.
Yeah, well, I'm used to rejection, to be honest. But yeah, I asked Lucy out. I mean, I was punching well above my weight. She was a model. I'm an opportunist. And I asked her out and I got a number. I'd be texting her, Danny, and she wouldn't reply for weeks and months and, you know, if ever. I kept persevering, plugging away, and about 12 months later, we were still keeping in touch sporadically, and out the blue, randomly, on one Saturday afternoon, I remember getting a text off Lucy saying, "Do you fancy Sunday lunch tomorrow?" So I wanted to play it cool. So within 30 seconds, I sent the reply back to her, and we met the next day, Danny, and from that day on, we became inseparable. We even held hands on the date, and, you know, it was something neither of us was used to. I'd had a marriage before, which had ended pretty badly. And, you know, it was a bit of a fairy tale, really, Danny.
What was it about Lucy, beautiful-looking woman, but also her personality? What was it about that day that you remember so distinctly?
What I will say, Danny, is, Lucy was such an honest person, and I can honestly say that. And she lived her life very honestly. If ever we had rows or crosswords, she'd never say a bad word. And she didn't have a bad bone in her body. And I can honestly say that. And you know, she was the love of my life. And they say, you either, oh, I've met my soulmate. And to be honest, Danny, until she actually died, I didn't realise she was my soulmate, because throughout our three-year relationship, 2 years of that, Lucy was battling cancer, and that gets in the way and it changes everything, the whole dynamics of your relationship. And then when she did pass away, I did actually realise she was my soulmate, and I will never, ever, ever meet anyone like Lucy again.
Did you realise following the Sunday lunch, when you held hands and probably shared a kiss, did you realise from that point on you were destined to be with her?
You know, I did, Danny. I mean, I've got a bit of a track record with women, to be honest. But with Lucy, everything was completely different. And from the moment I met her, she was beautiful to look at, but I could see that beauty from the inside. And I was down on my luck at the time. I'd just got divorced. I'd had to move back into my mum's. I'd had to sell my car, you know, to pay for the divorce, etc. And I was really down on my luck. And she loved me for me. You know, I'd be in my old bedroom, driving around in a battered old car, while I was going through the divorce, and none of that mattered to her, you know, and it was what I can say, Danny, it was completely genuine.
Yeah, and it was a romantic trip to Paris when Lucy, am I right, when Lucy realised that there was a lump?
That's correct. We got a holiday in Paris, and I remember there, we was lying in the room, and it was a few hours before we was going for a romantic river dinner. And she felt a lump in her breast, and we thought nothing of it, you know, it's a cyst, etc. And she said, look, when I get back to England, I'll get it checked out at the doctors.
And when she had it checked out at the doctors, and then a short while after the devastating news, I guess.
Well, Lucy went for a biopsy, and then basically we got told, we got a letter through saying, can you come in for your results? It was business as usual. We woke up in the morning, Lucy and I thought it was a cyst. We travelled to the hospital. You know, life goes on. We was moaning about who was putting the bin out, etc., etc. We got to the hospital. The nurse greeted us. Hi, Lucy. You've come in for your results. We'll be with you in a minute. Straight away, I dropped my guard. As we was walking through the door into the room, then she said, well, we've got a trainee nurse with us. Do you mind if she sits in while we give you the results? So then all of a sudden, Danny, you know, my guard is completely dropped. And then literally within 2 minutes, the news was delivered. You've got breast cancer. We was then given a box of tissues. Lucy was as strong as an ox. Right, what's the next step? I was just a blubbering wreck. And all of a sudden, then your life just turns on its head. 1 minute, you bemoaning, you look about who's going to put the bin out. The next minute, because it's never going to happen to you, Danny. It's never going to happen to me. All of a sudden, your partner's got breast cancer.
When did you realise that it was so aggressive and that it was terminal?
Well, we got told on the next visit that it was triple negative, and triple negative is very difficult to treat. They still don't know actually a great deal about the cancer, but it is the most aggressive form of breast cancer, and it affects young women in particular. And, you know, breast cancer doesn't discriminate, Danny. That's why I campaign so passionately about it. It affects 55,000 women in the UK each year. 11,000 of them die. She had a very aggressive form, and after 12 months of treatment, Lucy lost her hair with the chemotherapy. She had radiotherapy. She had a lumpectomy, and you know, we was feeling positive about it. That you know, she was doing very well in a fight, basically. However, we went to Brazil for the World Cup 12 months after, and Lucy felt a lump come back. And once again, we wasn't too concerned because Lucy had lymphedema in her arm, and you can get lumps and bumps, etc., etc. We went back to the Nuffield, who were fantastic, by the way. And they, our oncologist, he said, look, I'm not happy about this. He'd done a biopsy, and then we was told it had come back. But he said, as it's not in any organs, there's still a chance, although it's going to be an uphill battle. We was then given the bad news that it was back in her breast. She went on a very, very aggressive chemotherapy called carboplatin. And after sort of two cycles of that, we was told the tumour had doubled in size. Danny, some things can't be beaten. We then had to sit in a room and then get told, there's nothing we can do about this. It can't be beaten. And that's when we was told it was terminal.
And is at that point, Jay, is that when you're given a time frame?
Our oncologist, in all fairness to him, didn't give us a time frame. And he just said that you know, we're going to do all we can to keep you alive. She was then given life-extending drugs, which she responded very well to. And from the time we was told in the September, I had already bought the engagement ring. We got engaged at the Shard, and then we got married in February, and then she died in the June. I would say she died peacefully. She died quickly. Unfortunately, it spread to her lungs and her liver. She was a beautiful woman, Danny. You know, I said that on the inside and out. But breast cancer doesn't discriminate. My wife never smoked. She hardly ever drank alcohol. She was fit and healthy. She hardly ever went to the doctors, ever. She lived a healthy lifestyle. She lived a life right. But unfortunately, the younger you are, the healthier you are, if you do get diagnosed with cancer, unfortunately, your cells grow quicker, it metastasizes, and unfortunately, some things cannot be beaten.
Let me, with your permission, Jace, would you mind if I played a little clip from the interview in November?
That's fine, Danny, no problem at all.
Okay, and this is Lucy with Jason last November.
When you first hear those words, you're obviously quite shocked, but I am quite a positive person and I always try and think miracles do happen, don't they? You hear many people, and I've read many stories of ladies, men, because obviously breast cancer affects men as well. It's not just ladies, you know, who have 10 years on, 20 years on, you know, and I just take each day as it comes, and I think it does make you appreciate life and things that you'd normally moan about, oh, the dog, or want a new pair of shoes, or, you know, the general moans, you actually appreciate life and just, you know, sort of take each day as it comes and, you know, what will be, but I'm just trying to be very positive, and I think that's the only way that you can be, really.
How do you feel listening to Lucy?
To be honest, I wasn't comfortable the other day when they said, oh, do you mind if we play something? But then what I did was, it is very important, Danny, because I want to raise awareness, and my wife fought that illness with such strength and courage and determination, then I know I can achieve and do anything in my life. And, you know, Lucy never bemoaned her luck, Danny. She never says, why me? You know, she ever. and she just fought it so courageously. That was 2 months after she got told she was dying and there's nothing you can do. And you know what, Danny? She never, ever, ever, ever cried. And I remember the one day in the car, literally a month before she died, we was driving along and I saw her crying out the corner of my eye. And she never used to cry. And I says, "What's wrong, darling?" And she says, "I'm going to die soon."